Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The New York Rangers have dug themselves a hole. They're down 2-1 in their series against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And a season that has had so much optimism and led by their superstar goalie, Igor Shesterkin, it was the difference maker, the MVP. The Rangers just have been counting on that, and here they are down 2-1. And to talk about the Rangers and what do they do now and any adjustments they maybe should be making, we bring in EJ Raddick. EJ, of course, with NHL Network and the host, co-host of NHL Now. EJ, welcome back to the program. Great to speak with you.
Thank you, Lori. Nice to be on with you.
So let's just start big picture. What's been the Rangers' biggest problem in this series so far?
Well, I think the biggest problem is just a little bit of inexperience coming to the fore. The Pittsburgh Penguins are a real experienced group led by Crosby, Malkin, Letang. I mean, that trio has played together, I think, for 15 or 16 years now. Mm-hmm. It's one of the longest tenured trios ever to play in the history of the game, and Crosby's still as good as ever, and Letang had maybe a career season, believe it or not, into his mid to late 30s, and then Evgeny Malkin has kind of been in and out. He's had injury issues over the last little bit of time, couple of years, but you saw in game number one, I mean, left alone in front of the net, he's still able to deflect the puck in. He comes in, creates a turnover with a hit in game three, leads to what would be the game-winning goal. So I think the Rangers' inexperience has shown a little bit here. I mean, again, go back to game one. Great start. You're up 2-0. Pittsburgh comes out and really pushes, and the Rangers, it just kind of wobbled. And you end up in this long three-overtime game that you didn't really need to be in, and then you end up losing it, even when the Penguins have to go from their second goalie to their third goalie in that game. So these are the things you look back on if it doesn't go well and if you don't win, and you say, you know, these were the moments that we let things slip away. But all that said, Lori, we're 2-1. If you look around the league, all these series, I mean, I just finished watching some of the Kings and Oilers, and the LA Kings, the Edmonton Oilers blew the Kings' doors off in back-to-back games to take a 2-1 series lead, and they just finished getting shut out tonight. So whenever I talk to people, I try to explain to them this league is tight. The teams are really closely matched. You can take a team that wasn't even in the playoffs and put them in a 7-game series, and they might make a heck of a run of it. So the Rangers just got to get back to business in game four, start on time. And I'm sure Igor Shesterkin, is going to come back and play better than he played in the last game. So, you know, those are the things you have to count on. But start on time, do the little things, and Shesterkin has been a great guy to bounce back in games since he's been in this league.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You mentioned Pittsburgh's down to their number three goalie, and the Rangers have, you can make the case, arguably the best goalie in the league, right up there, one of the better goalies in the entire league. So what have you seen so far in the goalie matchup in this series?
Well, Shesterkin has been really good in the first two games. I mean, he gave the Rangers every chance to win game one. And, he ended up getting the job done in game two. Remember, game two, I believe it was 3-2 early third period, and he made a couple of really important saves, one in particular on Malkin. And the Rangers were able to get that important fourth goal, and then they went on to win that game. So he gave the Rangers every chance to win the first two. He wasn't very good in game number three. the team in front of him wasn't great in that first period. That's why, I mean, you got to start on time. And, you know, it's, these are two closely matched teams. So the Rangers have a big edge in goaltending. There's no question about it. I thought, Laurie, even when Tristan Jarry was healthy, they would have an edge in goaltending with Shesterkin. So they have an edge. They're going to have an edge over almost everybody, maybe with the exception of Vasilevskiy in Tampa, right? So they have an important edge there. It got bigger with the fact that there's been injury issues in Pittsburgh. But anybody who's watched this game for a long time, you paid attention to hockey for a long time. Guys can get hot in a short period of time.
Yeah.
Louis Domingue was an excellent goalie in the Quebec Major Junior League, which is, I mean, you're in that cauldron as a 17, 18-year-old kid in front of 5,000 passionate fans in playoff games there. I mean, it's every bit as pressure-filled for that individual. And he played in Tampa and had a long winning streak there when he got an opportunity to play in Tampa. To me, he's a big goalie that sometimes makes himself look small with the way he plays, because all the goalies kind of play that butterfly. He's certainly beatable. But that said, we're talking about a matter of two games. If he has two good games, I mean, the Penguins can advance. So, you know, it's in the short term, you never know. But on paper, it's pretty obvious. And over the long term, I mean, Igor Shesterkin is going to be in this league for a long time, and he's going to be an excellent goalie, and he's going to win the Vezina Trophy this year. So we'll see if that holds to form in game four.
We're talking to EJ Raddick about the Rangers, and you've mentioned a couple times the Rangers need to start on time, and obviously that was glaring in game three. They dig themselves the big hole in the first period there. And after the game, Chris Kreider, one of their leaders, criticized the team and saying, kind of called out, you know, himself included, but the entire team, of saying we're not playing together. It sounded like he was questioning almost that they weren't giving a consistent effort over 60 minutes. Is this, in your mind, is this, I mean, we know, of course, all teams are trying, but with start on time, is this a young team that somehow is the moment is too big for, or what's going on, you know, in terms of starting, how the Rangers are starting in these games?
Well, I mean, I think they started really good in game one, right? They played very well. They built a 2-0 lead in game two. I was at game two. I kind of went back and forth, but I thought they, you know, they knew the urgency of that moment, and, you know, they won game two. And, you know, sometimes when you're a young team and a little less experienced, you know, you go in there and you can kind of fool yourself into thinking you're ready. And, you know, clearly they weren't. And their goaltender didn't bail them out, as he has done time and time and time again this year. And they got behind in the game. Now, that said, they rallied and got the game tied up. And, in fact, had some chances to maybe win the game in the third period. And when I look at games one and game three, they're interesting to me, Laurie, because in game one, the Rangers had the lead twice, 2-0 and 3-2, weren't able to hold the lead. In that game, it went to a crazy overtime. They lost. So that's when you look back and it slipped away. The Penguins had a 4-1 lead. They blew the lead, but they were able to kind of get that goal and right the ship in the third period, and I think that's where that experience comes in. And they were able to have a game where even though they blew a lead, they won. So it didn't slip away entirely. So we'll see what happens in this game. I think the Rangers will be more focused, will be more prepared. I kind of thought it was pretty interesting what Kreider said. It's hard to know exactly what he was getting to there, other than the fact that, hey, we need to play shift-to-shift hockey in the playoffs. And Chris is one of the guys in that room that has been on Ranger teams that have gone deep into the playoffs. So, you know, maybe that's the message, is that, hey, it's the playoffs. And there are no taking any shifts off ever. And we have to play that way right from the start. So I'm sure they'll talk in that. I'm sure they talked today. They looked at video. But this is a close series. I expect them to come back. I expect them to play well in game four. And, you know, we'll see how it unfolds.
Speaking of Kreider and that line with Mika Zibanejad, I have a question from one of my followers here on Twitter who is asking about Zibanejad and feeling like his question is sort of like, feels like he's invisible, like what's going on with him? And is this, to some extent, is that line and their offensive impact, are they almost being taken out of it because they're matching up with the Crosby line?
Well, I mean, let's face it, Sidney Crosby's still one of the very best players in this league. And if you've been watching the first three games of the series, I mean, Sidney attacks the game in all three zones, 200 by 85. I mean, that's just who he is and how he plays. And that line with, you know, Jake Guentzel is kind of one of the quiet superstars in this league. And, you know, and Brian Rust is a great fit there on that with that group. So you have to be concerned about that line. And that does play into it if you're going head-to-head there. I think, you know, Zibanejad has had some chances, but this is the playoffs. And, like, you know, the Pittsburgh Penguins are very aware of Mika Zibanejad, too, and what he can do. You know, you look at these games, right, nobody's got 10 points in three games, I mean, for the most part, or four games. So does that group have to be more consistent and play better? Yeah, I'm sure they do. You know, I look at, Laurie, one thing to me, everybody gets injuries, and the Penguins certainly have an injury at a really important position, so there's no feeling sorry for anybody in the playoffs, you know, and Dumoulin has been out too, and he's an important player. But for the Rangers to be without Barclay Goodrow, who has been there, done that for 2 years, that's one of the reasons they signed him for this time of year. For him not to be in the mix right now, and the coach said he's week to week, so, I mean, that takes him out of at least the first round. For him not to be there, That's a big deal to me. And then also for Ryan Lindgren not to be there, because that now changes the defense. Because I'll just tell you, I've not been, you know, Chris Drury made a lot of different moves in the offseason, and I think he made a lot of good ones. I'm just never really been a big Patrick Nemeth guy, especially coming off what I saw in the playoffs last year for Colorado. And, you know, but your back-end defenseman, you're not, you know, but they gave him a three-year contract. I thought that was a little much. I thought, you know, you could probably found a guy on a one-year deal. But now he's had to play a little bit more. And then, you know, Braden Schneider is a really talented young player. And by all accounts and what I've seen, he's going to be a really good player in this league. But he's not there yet.
Yeah.
So now you have, you know, because Lindgren is out, you've moved Braun in. Braun has been playing a little with Fox. You've had Nemeth playing with a young kid there, so he's not getting, you know, Schneider's not getting the support maybe that he would get from a partner who's playing better. So these are the little challenges that happen in the postseason. And as I say, I mean, there's no feeling sorry for anybody. All these teams, you go around to all the series, they all have injuries. Look at the Nashville Predators. No UC Soros. He's been the guy they've leaned on forever in goal there the last couple of years. They haven't had him for the whole playoffs, and now they're down 0-3. So it happens. You have to live with the injuries. But I think that's some of the things I'm seeing that, you know, are problematic. And you know, not to plus minus is the end-all be-all, and there's empty net goals in the game. But Nemeth to minus 3 in 14 minutes yesterday, that's a problem for me.
Yeah, and look, to your point, Schneider, part of, you know, it's a young team, and, you know, some breakdowns or mistakes or turnovers, and, you know, against a team like Pittsburgh, you just can't make those. They're going to cost you. So those are some of the negatives and players the Rangers are missing. One bright spot, maybe. What have you seen in this series from a young player like Keandre Miller in this series?
Terrific. He's been absolutely terrific. Keandre Miller has just gotten better and better since he came into this league. Great draft pick by the Rangers. I guess that's the last regime that Keandre was picked with Jeff Gorton in that group, but they picked a lot of good players over those, that kind of rebuild, that shorter than expected rebuild that they had. But Keandre Miller has been really impressive. I think Keandre Miller and Jacob Trouba have been, you know, by far the most consistent D pair. Obviously, Adam Fox is a terrific player. I mean, he's asked to do a lot of different things, and he's a Norris Trophy winner, and he's a great defender, but I think that Trouba and Miller have been really good so far in this series. And, you know, that's something absolutely they can hang their hat on. And, you know, the Rangers are just loaded with good young players, and that's the thing. And I go through the lineup right now, and, you know, there's a lot of them in there, and a lot of them are being asked to play important roles. And, you know, this is going to be a learning experience for some of them as they go. And I'm really impressed with these young guys, and I think they'll respond. So, you know, the Pittsburgh Penguins are a good team. Mm-hmm. The Pittsburgh Penguins have been banged around. They won back-to-back cups, Laurie. I don't even know if they got a sniff of a playoff series win since then. I mean, they played well in the playoffs last year, but they got undermined by bad goaltending by Tristan Jarry, and the Islanders took them out in six. And in other years, you know, they just haven't been able to do much since those back-to-back cups. So this is probably a pretty hungry group that senses the end of a long run in the near future, maybe as soon as next year with Letang and Malkin's contracts coming up, but maybe it's a couple more years. But that's, you know, they're kind of, there's more desperation, I think, in that group right now. So we'll see if the Rangers can match that in game number four. And like I said, I think they'll play very well. And I think I have every confidence that Shesterkin is going to bounce back and play well. But, you know, hockey's a funny game, and it's a bounce here or a bounce there. And, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow night when we tune in.
Last question. I'm just curious what you thought of the strategy of pulling your goalie earlier than, I don't know, at least typically. I pull a goalie, you're down a goal with like 2 minutes left. You know, usually we're used to that in the last minute. And then, of course, it looks bad when there's two empty net goals and a one-goal game, you know, suddenly looks bad. But what did you think of that?
I think it's kind of in vogue over the last couple of years. I think it's also, you know, it's an analytical, you know, it's kind of a numbers game. You know, do we have more of a chance to score with more time with the goalie out of the net? It used to be probably back in the day, it was maybe at the 1 minute mark around there, you'd get the guy out. But I think over time, people have probably looked at it and said, you know what, that's not enough time. And sometimes you can't get the goalie out. I know from, I can only tell you this, Lori, from coaching youth hockey and when you're behind the bench in those moments when you want to pull your goalie, when you get an offensive zone draw and it's two minutes and 15 seconds left, you better get your goalie out of there because you could play for another 2:15 and never have a chance to do it again. So those things play into it as well, time on the clock and when you have a chance in the O zone. But I think over the last couple of years, we've seen a willingness by teams. And again, I think it's based on numbers and studies that guys that are way smarter than me have done. And it says it's a better opportunity. It's the better percentage play. And so you're seeing that. I mean, at the end of the day, you still got to find a way to put the puck in the net. And that still ain't easy to do.
Yeah. All right. EJ Raddick, we're looking forward to, well, in these parts, hopefully, a Rangers bounce back in game four.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee they'll bounce back. Now, I don't guarantee they're going to win, but I think they're going to play way better, and I think Shesterkin will play well. How's that?
All right, we'll take it.
Okay.
Really appreciate the time. Always great catching up with you, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, Lori.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.